For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by Meineke. Get your vehicle ready for summer driving. Brakes, tires, batteries, and complete auto care by trusted local experts. Meineke doing car care right. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on Jalen Hurts and how he practices, how he performs this summer, starting yesterday. Today, they have another mandatory minicamp, and then it's off to training camp. Does it matter? Does how Jalen looks matter? I do. A lot of people, it's like just head in the sand, doesn't matter. Will we keep that same energy if he performs great, though? That's my question. I don't buy it. I think if Jalen lights it up in training camp, we're like, oh, he's got it. This is the best offense for him. So to me, it all matters. Good, bad, where do you come down on that? And Trey Turner, I think we got a real problem here. We're just ignoring him. I mean, he's really played poorly this year, and he's the biggest reason the offense has struggled. Tough loss last night. But Hugh, along with all this, we have a pair of tickets to give away to the Mylotta Family Foundation concert. And the backdrop is this week is leading up to next week, which is top 11 week here at WIP. I submitted my list. Hugh, I know you're still workshopping yours.
Still workshop.
Okay. But have you made any more progress?
You know what it is now? I have 11 names, but now it's... No, I do have 11 names.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you got the 11.
But it's every day... I need to just sit it in because every day you hear another name, you might have forgot to put on the list, and it makes it worse.
So, I think I went to like 16 or so, and then started cutting down.
Yeah. My biggest thing is struggling with the order. Like, I got 1 and 11. 1 and 11 are locks. But then you got to figure out, okay, where do I want to put Coop? How high up on the list do I want to put him? How high up do I want to put Porter Marton? How high up do I want to put Vlad? Vladir.
Yep.
I messed his name up, whatever.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but the Goldie. So it's one of those things like, okay, where do I want to position everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what, whatever your list looks like, somebody's going to have something to say about it.
Well, that's the point of top 11.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things. But for me, it's the positioning of the players that I have on the list.
Well, one thing I liked about the way you've workshopped your list so far is every single one of the athletes you just mentioned plays currently for a Philadelphia team. Kyle brought an idea to us for his particular list that I just think is outrageous. Kyle, why don't you tell everyone what you're thinking about doing here?
Well, I already did it.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah, it's submitted.
Oh, you've done this.
It's submitted.
Okay.
So I'll start by saying this before I unveil the name. My criteria for this list is mainly how you've played since I last made the top 11 list.
Which
since
is, then. I think, a fair way of a guiding principle.
Yes. Now, a lot of them are very comparable and close, and it's tougher to compare positions, and some of them are even the same position that I think had comparable seasons, which I'm about to get to. But if that is the case, then the tiebreaker becomes me deferring to your individual resume as a player. So not whether you've won a Super Bowl or not. That's a team accomplishment, in my opinion. I go off of how have you been for this team individually.
Okay.
Over whatever, however long a period of time it's been. So I was going back and forth between, do I want to put A.J. Brown on this list? And I landed on yes.
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
The Patriot.
Yeah. Because, first of all, if we had done this list just 2-3 weeks ago, A.J. Brown would not have technically been a Patriot.
No, he would not.
Somebody would have been holding the line.
Yep, unfortunately.
And you would have to, without knowing that a trade was about to go down, he would have had to have been in consideration. And I just want everyone to think that if this were the case for, you know, say, Kyle Schwarber, who in this hypothetical world leaves in free agency for the Reds.
Right.
But he just hit 56 home runs. You're not going to put him on your list?
No.
Why?
Because he's not a Philadelphia athlete.
The most recent season the Eagles played, A.J. Brown was on the team, right? The Eagles have not, if we were in the middle of the 2026 season, then it would be a little bit different, right? Not, we have guys that are playing.
We haven't had an Eagles season.
The most recent snaps that the Eagles have played. AJ was on the team.
No,
now
I see your logic. I just hate it.
That's fine.
It.
No, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to hate this.
Because he's a Patriot, and he forced his way off the team like last week.
I know, but this isn't the who I like and who made me feel the best about my feelings and my football team top 11.
Nah.
This is who had the best the best year since I last made this list. And I'll even throw this out there. I know everyone's going to be, you know, we're going to be loving on Devontae this year. And I love Devontae too. And I think he's going to have a big year. Love the guy. He might be my favorite Eagle. Pretty comparable season to AJ.
Sure.
I would even contend that AJ had a better season. He had more touchdowns, same amount of yards.
But Devontae is an Eagle.
Devontae is currently an Eagle.
Yes.
But since the last time they all played, they were both on the team.
I don't
have a new version of the Eagles that I've seen play football for me to make this list off of.
Listen, I think this is preposterous.
Well, but hold on a second. Say that, and more, God forbid, Quinion Mitchell, ACL tear, done for the year. He doesn't get to play next year. That doesn't take him off my list, right?
Well, that would factor in for me that he's not going to be on the field this year. Now, he probably would still make my list because he's an all-pro player on the Eagles.
Right. But he won't be next year if he doesn't get to play.
I get it. But I don't need a hypothetical for Quinion. AJ's not here. That's not hypothetical. He's being moved to the Patriots.
But also what isn't hypothetical is that he was on the team last year.
I get that. My general rule, and I know here you're going through yours, is they have to be in the city. They have to be on the team.
So you would have so if we had done this in the wintertime, Philly's offseason, coming off of Kyle Schwarber runner-up MVP, he's off your list?
If you left the team?
Mm.
Yes, he would have been off my list.
He's
not a current Philadelphia athlete.
Mm, I think that's erasure.
No, that's not erasure. It's reality.
It is. Mm.
But
how could you with a straight face say that he was not a top 11 player?
Well, conceptually, like, I could put Jalen Phillips on these lists.
Sure.
But then it opens it up to, like, anyone that played here in the last year could just enter these lists.
It's weird with the Phillies because we're in the middle of their season, right?
So that
makes it. What about Ranger Suarez?
That makes the easiest one. Ranger is not on the, like, the Phillies are playing right now.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
But Ranger in the last year impacted the Phillies.
If we made the list in the winter and you wanted to put Ranger on, I think he's eligible.
I can't do it. All right, Hugh, where do you come down on this? I think it's ridiculous to put a player on the list, top 11, submit the list to the afternoon show, and have a non-Philadelphia athlete. He's not here anymore.
I get what he's saying. Because, and to be fair to Kyle, I said last year.
Be unfair to Kyle.
Well, I did say last year my list consists of what they did that year.
Right, they all were still in the city.
Yeah, but to be fair to Kyle, if I'm using, say, last year's Eagles list and I'm grading them on what they did last year, AJ was on the team last year.
He also quit on last season.
This isn't who I'm least annoyed with.
But wait a second. I would walk with you if he was coming off his career year. Like, holy hell, he had 1,400 yards. How could we erase that last season? It was an embarrassing season.
This is like you taking Chris Sanchez off the list if he punched you in the face on Market Street.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. You're just mad at him.
Why would Christopher Sanchez punch me? He's my number one on my list. I'm nice to him all the time.
I'm just saying, you're talking about feelings. I'm talking about the facts.
No, the facts are, was it AJ's best season?
No.
Okay. So
nobody on the Eagles really had that good of a season.
Well, Quinion and Cooper did. That's why they're going to be near the top.
Quinion is very high on my list.
The concept of your list having AJ Brown on it is ridiculous.
Well, I don't care. It's my list.
Well, I know. That's what makes top 11 week fun. All right. 215.
Well, he's on it. So.
Well, it's ridiculous. 215-592-9494. Should AJ Brown be eligible for top 11 list next week? I mean, I think this is worth having a conversation about because the people submit their list too, right? It's not just us at WIP, and we talk about it and have fun with it, but everyone out there votes on this and does their own top 11 list. Hugh, could you write AJ Brown down on yours? I couldn't.
He's not on my list. But I understand what Kyle's coming from.
Did you even think about him? I didn't even think about it.
I vibrate
on a higher frequency.
He's wearing a Patriots jersey.
Right now. Last time he played, he wasn't.
I
saw the clips of him catching the pass from Drake May yesterday. Mm. He was playing football yesterday in a Patriots uniform. Screw that guy. This is ridiculous. I haven't
seen any games being played yet in 2026, is all I'm saying.
No. Oh, well, okay. So I guess the other end of the spectrum would have been in 2024, right? June of 2024. It was months after the Eagles had signed Saquon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was on people's list before he'd even played it down.
Well, I didn't like that either.
Okay, that's more egregious to me than putting AJ on it.
I think that makes more sense.
AJ's played snaps for the team.
But at least Saquon was an Eagle at the time of voting.
This isn't a top 11 of what you're going to do.
No, it's top 11 of who's the best right now today in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where AJ's
Okay, but everyone, like, they're all on an even playing field right now. AJ has played the same or been on the team for the same amount of games as Jalen Hurts last year.
Yeah. I can't do it. I mean, I'd rather put Jalen on my
list. You don't have to. I vibrate on a higher frequency.
I'd rather put Jalen on my list than AJ.
Well, Jalen's not on my list.
Well, we'll see how many lists he's on next week. Is he on Douglas's list?
No, he's not
Dalton,
on my list.
Dalton might be.
Wow.
Dalton is not on the list either. Sorry.
You know, I think I might do a Hugh and keep something to myself here, but I'm just wondering if Hugh can even count himself as a Jalen Hurts fan anymore.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You've been talking the Dalton stuff, not putting Jalen on your top 11. I think we know what happened with Dak last year with the fantasizing. I mean, that
Jalen didn't play that well last year.
He
had a decent season, but it wasn't, when you talk about the best athletes in the city type season, nah.
Well, I agree with you. I'm just saying that they may take your Hurts fan card away. I mean, it may be revoked.
I mean, they can. I mean, because I'm fair and balanced.
Okay.
So if you're mad at me because one day I try to praise the quarterback and then I say something negative about him, then that's more so on you than anything.
Well,
so,
I'm not mad at you.
No, I know you're not, but the ones that are, they'll be all right.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
You know, Hugh, I vibe with you more than I thought I did because, quite frankly, when I completely tuned out on the first clue, and the second clue had something to do with video games, right? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not. I have no clue. I won't bother to guess. So, all right. So, Joe, I don't take what these other writers and Poodlehead are telling us, because they're not grading every player. They're only focusing on the quarterback. And if you're in a brand new system that seems to be, from all accounts, a timing type system, isn't everybody going to kind of be off a little bit on the offense?
A little bit, because you're getting comfortable. You're getting comfortable.
Yes. I mean, is Elliott and those guys paying attention to every receiver and every lineman? Did the lineman miss an assignment? Receiver make his break at the right time? Like, all these things to me will determine whether the quarterback is on time on a throw.
So I agree with that, but the way it was framed is the guys were open and he just missed them. Like, I guess for me, when there's a baseline, like Elliott and McClain and all these guys, they've probably watched Jalen practice hundreds and hundreds of times, right, since 2021,
sure 2020.
So like, they know his baseline. When a guy is open and he sets his feet, he hits that guy, 8 out of 10 times, whatever the number is. And if he's not doing it, why is the question?
We're talking about practice, Joe.
I know, and it
not
matters. It all matters.
It matters when if we get to second or third week of training camp, specifically the game, the practice against the Patriots.
Yeah.
And if things aren't looking well, then I might start to worry a little bit. And that's where I'm at on that. And I'm way more worried about Trey Turner than I am Jalen Hurts. Like, I think Turner should either be sat down for a couple games or move way down in the lineup, like 7th or 8th.
Well, with that, Jeff, I mean, when I was thinking about this, if they acquire a legitimate bat, like whoever that is, if they get a real right-handed bat at the deadline, and Jeff, really good phone call, I think that guy, based on the roster now, slides into the 2 spot in the order, and Trey gets dropped. I mean, if we're just being real, if they can get a good hitter, that guy should bat too. It should go Schwarber, that person, Harper, Marsh. That should be the top 4 in the lineup. And I don't know what you do with Trey, 5, 6, put him wherever you want. He shouldn't bat too. I mean, his numbers are
horrendous.
Yes.
Well, he's batting like .228 right now, something like that.
620 something OPS.
Yeah.
It's like that. You can't have that guy batting second in your lineup. All right, so Jeff said there, second week of camp, third week of camp. Okay, that's fine. But when I hear that, that is an acknowledgement it matters, just people don't want to say it matters yet, right? If it's all practice.
Well, to me, it's the way it's written. Because like I said, we've been down this road before. And Jalen, regardless if you want to say he looked worse now than he did before, whatever you want to say, but it just feels like the level of scrutiny is a lot higher now as opposed to any other new offensive coordinator that he got in there. Because, okay, for example.
Is the scrutiny higher or is his play worse?
Well, for example.
I'm just asking.
Well, and that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair to ask.
I don't know the answer.
I don't know. And I'm saying all this from sitting in this chair and not going to practice. Those guys are boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, when Coach Goober was here, Kellen Moore, and he ran his offense and it was a new innovative offense, it was presented as different, and it felt like Jalen, the scrutiny for Jalen in that offense wasn't as high until we got to the first game, and then they tried to run the offense, it looked disjointed, and they just scrapped it.
But that was the summer he was perfect. He didn't have a single interception right until Slay picked him off in like mid-August.
Yeah.
So, but he was playing well.
Yeah, but
in training camp.
Okay, but the point I'm making is, okay, in training camp, it looked one way, right? And then when the season started in the first game,
it went the other way.
It looked the other way.
So the idea is it doesn't matter that much.
Well,
it doesn't correlate.
To me, it doesn't correlate in that sense, because it's like, okay, it's a new offense, but then when you try to implement it, or you were trying to hide it and run the offense that you wanted to run in that first game, it just looked really disjointed.
Right.
It feels to me right now, and this is how I look at it, sitting here in this chair and not being at practice, so you got to keep that in mind, is like, Coach Mannion wants him to be uncomfortable doing this now so that when he does get to training camp, it won't be as uncomfortable for him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. There's starting value to it. Yeah,
starting to do all that stuff now. And yesterday being the first day, that's why it looked the way that it did. Now today, you know, you want to look for some improvement. Now, how much improvement? Don't know. Not vast improvement, but improvement nonetheless.
Do we have a poll up on the AJ thing, by the way? Is AJ Brown
eligible? I'll put one up.
Should AJ Brown be eligible for top 11 week? I mean, this one might do some
numbers.
Well, in terms of percentages. I mean, this is
good. I'm already a loser.
This
and,
is
yeah, going to
be a 95-5 poll.
Yes. Well, that's okay.
I'm just saying.
Wouldn't be the first.
No, but it's pretty crazy to me. Bon in North Philly's up. What's up, Bon?
Hey, how you doing?
Bon, what's up?
Good. First of all, I had the pleasure of meeting Hugh and Wawa a few days back, so it was a pleasure of meeting him. Took a picture with him. So that was cool.
Listen,
I think he gave you a shout out on the air.
No, he did, because he made me look like he looked like my pops.
Oh yeah, you look
that
small.
That was he looked like he made me look like my pops. I was like, damn, though, you like you my dad. Like he big yo. Never mind. I was about to say something, but yeah, okay. Big yo.
No, dude. No, I got you. No, yeah. But it was definitely a pleasure meeting you. But no, so I honestly don't think it means anything right now, because we all play sports, and I've played basketball before, and there was people that in practice, they play lights out. They get in the game, don't do anything. And then if you go by Elliott's stats over the last few years, when he's one incompletion, two incompletions, you would think he would have had another MVP season by now, by the way the stats went in training camp. But we've been 29th in passing, or 27th in passing, so I really don't think it matters. I think it's more so focusing on, is he grasping the offense? So the incompletion and stuff, that's going to happen, but grasping the offense and getting a hold of the offense, I think that's what we should be focusing on. Is he understanding what he's seeing? Is he making the right reads and stuff like that? So the incompletions, they're going to happen, but I think it's more so just the understanding of the offense.
Yeah, that makes sense, Bon. It's like more the mental than the physical. Like the physical, you know, we can figure that out. That's the mental part. I get that. The other thing, Bon, off of what you're saying is, you know, Elliott mentioned there were receivers open that he missed, right? You could spin that both ways. One, all right, we wish he didn't miss them. But two, if there are receivers open, that's a good sign for Sean Mannion's scheme, right? Like the more receivers we get open, the better chance we're going to have.
Right, right. And then just off the history of our sports teams, is one person that's notorious that didn't even like practicing, and he went out and scored 30 without even thinking. So, like, practices, I know it means a lot of things. I just think it's more so just about, like, the understanding of a new offense that he hasn't ran in his life.
All right, Bon, what's your guess for Hughes? Because we need a guess from you. We got these tickets to give away.
Yeah, I don't know. Hugh, his mind works differently, so I'm not even going to take a guess. I'm going to just listen for that.
The bowing out of the clues is a bad look.
It is. Bon, we appreciate the phone call, and it was great you got to meet Hugh last week. All right, Hugh, you know what? Why don't you give everyone a third clue?
Third clue?
This has been a disaster class.
This is not a disaster class. Nobody wants to guess, because nobody's mindset right
now. Because they have
right
no idea. They're so lost.
Okay, the third clue.
Yeah, help him out.
This is a historic Nintendo franchise.
Okay, all right. That now that narrows it a little bit.
For all y'all that didn't want to think, I just gave you a lollipop.
Decades long franchise.
Yes.
You didn't like it the first time you played it.
Didn't like it the first time I played
it. And it's a Nintendo franchise.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's. You should be able to come up with a guess now, right?
Nobody, I guarantee the next person's not going to guess, because they're going to say, oh, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't listening.
Well, that's why we repeated the clues for people.
I wasn't listening, because they're afraid to guess.
Is that your caller impression?
Are you now calling the Hughes Clues participants scared?
They're a little scared today. A little scared.
Well, little
scared. I just sense a little bit of that.
But what's there to be scared of?
Well, people don't want to be embarrassed by a dumb answer.
Have they listened to the show? I mean, this is dumb.
Yes, no, don't be afraid of a dumb answer. They're dumb clues.
I'm feeling tagged. Pacow, pacow, pacow.
Well, is he wrong?
They're not dumb. They're very innovative clues.
Innovative? Yes. Is that really the word?
What are you innovating?
That's the word that I choose to use for this conversation.
Okay.
And that's the one that popped in my head. enough to sustain you. No, what word went my ass this morning in the meeting? I forgot what it was.
It was another S word. Are you really having a tough time?
It was might have been suspicious, or it was something
like
that.
Yeah, it was suspicious. Yeah. It was kicking my butt.
Yeah, you need to take just a break from those words.
Retire from S words.
Words are hard.
It's not been a great week for those. I mean, nothing will top you ram with us last week. I mean, the guy really had a tough time.
My chest hurt thinking about what Uram was trying to say.
Poor Uram. What was it, sustainability?
Yeah.
It crushed him to the point where, I mean, and again, I apologize to Dave for that, because that was on me to not, I mean, there was a lifeline I could have gave him, and I just let it go for, it had to be like 8, 10 seconds. It was bad.
I agree with Bryce. I was the one who asked Bryce that question about whether or not it's sustainable.
That would be what my ass yesterday, too. Don't worry.
Any longer than like 2-3 seconds going for it, you have to jump in.
What was the one day where I asked you to explain his analogy? Like, who's this in this analogy? And it just was like...
No, because like a lot of times you're asking me something and I have something that I'm going to say, but I know if I say it the way that I'm thinking it... I am going to get called into the office and I might get suspended. So I got to be careful.
This is the definition of stream of consciousness.
Yeah, because it's certain things that I've gotten so comfortable sitting here. We're talking trash as much as we do.
Yep.
It feels like the meeting a lot of times. And so I have to be real careful because
the microphones are on.
Yeah, because in the meetings, they can get kind of colorful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
well, it's just us in there. It's just, that's just us. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Does how Jalen Hurts performs in practice matter to you this summer? Not just yesterday, not just today, but throughout the entire summer. It matters to me. I mean, I'm going to base my opinion on how he's going to play this season in large part on how he looks throughout the summer. So yesterday, not a good start. We'll see where it goes today with Eagles having a mandatory minicamp practice. Trey Turner, I mean, what's your level of concern with him? Because it has been a rough season 1 year after winning the batting title. And I really think if they get a real bat at the deadline, that guy has to bat second. Trey has to be dropped in the lineup. We're also going to get to the other big storyline we're following in training camp next. It's flying under the radar. We asked Elliot about it. It's a thing until it's not a thing. We'll hit that next. Your guests for Hughes Clues. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, a lot of feelings around here. Kyle's ridiculous feeling that he's going to put A.J. Brown in his top 11. Ridiculous. That's my feeling on his feeling. Hugh's feeling about Andy Dalton, which are growing by the day here in the studio.
And his feeling that there's a narrative out there. About
I know, which was the biggest crock. I mean,
the narrative by the media.
Those mean media. Oh, Jalen throws a pick. They said it. Oh, they're mean. Yeah.
By the way, the feelings are why people don't want to put A.J. on this list.
Feelings.
No, well, he's not in Philadelphia.
Because he hurt their feelings.
No, because he's not here anymore. That's
so 2 weeks ago, he would have been eligible for you?
Yes. Yes. Now, I wouldn't have done it because I just would have, I wouldn't want to do it. But yes. He would, at least he's
eligible.
Sounds
pretty arbitrary.
No. He would have, was he still an Eagle 2 weeks ago?
No.
Well, yeah, but.
He wasn't.
I mean, so this guy over here held the line for months.
Line.
I mean, look. He didn't feel like an Eagle 2 weeks ago.
He hasn't felt like an Eagle in months.
No, he hasn't.
We tried to tell Hugh that, and he didn't listen.
Sounds like it's about feeling.
All right. Well, my feeling on Trey Turner is he stinks this season. That's my feeling. And
that feels objective.
Yeah. Well, and it's the biggest problem with the offense. We have spent a lot of energy on Alec Boehm and Adolis Garcia and all these.
That Trey get a pass.
Well, I mean, it's amazing. It's like, well, what if the 7-hitter hits? How about what if the $300 million shortstop, I mean, just hits decent? That will improve the offense.
Yeah, because he's been on that roller coaster ride since he's been here, though. Yeah, to be honest, he's been on that roller coaster ride.
You know what? Hugh, I would take a roller coaster this season. I mean, it's just
It has been. It's been. He's been out. He's been slow out of the gate.
He's just sucked.
Been a lazy river.
Yeah, he hasn't moved. There's nothing. It's he's been brutal so far this season. 215-592-9494. All right, speaking of feelings. Hugh, it feels like we're heading towards a feelings thing here when it comes to the Eagles and Jalen Carter. All right, let's address the elephant in the room. So we had Elliot on, and he did reference that yesterday he was there. He did individual drills.
He did a hold-in.
Not team drill. The hold-in. So I asked Elliot. I asked Elliot because Jeff McClain said in his column today that he believes, and the belief is that he is clear physically, right? He's through the shoulder issues from last year. He's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But he's only doing individual drills, not all the drills. Hugh, if you had to guess, what is going on with Jalen Carter?
Hold
and why,
in.
A hold in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ain't got to be set up. Like, that's a hold in. Because you think about it like this. Who was it? Jordan Davis got paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there were rumors or reports recklessly speculated that Jalen Carter's deal was right behind that. Like it was happening like in the next couple days.
Yes.
And then it just went quiet. It went dark. Everything went dark. And now, you know, he's in training camp. No other word has been said about, you know, signing him anything. And to your point, you said that most of the time Eagles don't do business during the season. They don't.
So before you finish, I think it was about 5 years ago. It might have been the Super Bowl year, 2021, 2022, right around there, the first Super Bowl with Hurts. Hugh, they stopped doing it. I mean, how he would do this for years? He would do young player is doing well, right? And then they kind of see, let's pay him now, and then maybe we save a little money, and you know, we don't go to free agency the offseason. And they stopped, and my memory serves, it's like Howie's mentioned team chemistry, not wanting to upset the locker room, like I got paid, this guy didn't get paid, and they've just gone away from it. So if they hold that, we got a couple months here to get a deal done. Otherwise, he's not getting a deal.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, knowing his agents, Drew Rosenhaus, knowing Drew the way that I do, it's a hold in. And I'm speculating on that. I haven't talked to Drew, haven't reached out to him, anything like that. And I think being in this position I'm in now, he probably wouldn't tell me much. But that's what I'm thinking. And it's one of those things where it's passive aggressive. You're there. You're just not doing a whole lot. You're not participating. But you're getting the mental reps because he's in the spot right now where he can get mental reps. He's a vet. So he's getting the mental reps, and he's present. He's present so you can't find him. So yeah, I would say a hold in.
Okay. So if I think you're probably onto this. I think Elliot's probably onto this. It tells me that the countdown has begun until training camp. Because if there's a hold-in in training camp, it's a big deal. Then that means he's not. They're not coalescing
well,
as a defense.
Happy. He's not happy.
Well, if he holds in training camp, then he's not practicing fully,
yeah,
and that's a problem.
Not. Coalescing is a good word. That's a good one.
Are they going to pay him before training camp?
I think that's what he would like them to do. I don't think, but you know, to be honest, I don't think that for him, I understand if that's what he's doing, I get it. You want your money. But I don't think with given everything that has transpired over the last couple years, that's a good look for you.
I agree with you.
I don't think it's a good look for you. I don't. But hey, that's me. You're talking to a guy that never had a thought about holding out. That's just not how I'm wired. He's different. He's a special player. Like, it was kind of telling when you hear Cleveland say they didn't want no parts of him. Like, I don't know how much of that I believe. He's a hell of a talent, no question about it. Is he a little bit of a loose cannon? Yeah. But if you're looking at it, most defensive players aren't wired too tight. They're not wrapped too tight anyway.
We know that on this show, yep.
He's just a little bit unwound more so than others.
Yep.
So there's that. So it's going to be interesting how this plays out, whether or not the Eagles will bow down and pay him before the season, or will he actually, you know, hold out.
So I am with you on this. I don't think this is smart on his behalf. I get the business aspect. I understand Rosenhaus, plenty of players do things like this. To me, the best thing for him to do would be go out there, have a great summer, put yourself in position.
Kind of do what Jordan Davis did.
Yeah, exactly. Have your best season. And then, we know how the Eagles operate. They want to re-sign their players, right? They have a pipeline, and they're drafted well. And the Davis thing is a perfect example. I mean, if Jalen Carter goes out there this season and has the year we've kind of always been waiting for, because he's shown flashes, and he had 1 year pretty close to maybe what his ceiling is 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl. He was phenomenal. If he has a year similar or better than 2024, don't we all know what's going to happen? They're going to back up the Brinks trucks and give him $100 million guaranteed and say, you're our guy. We drafted you. We believed in you. We build this defense around you. So it's right there for him. I don't think they're going to budge, though, if he just, like, holds in. I don't think they're going to pay him until they're ready to pay him. That's my guess.
Yeah, but you want to keep him happy, though, because we still remember what he did in the Super Bowl. We still remember him being a game record that season.
Yes, but he hasn't been consistently excellent. It's been there, but it's not. I mean, we could be honest. He didn't have a great season last year.
Yeah, but he was still pretty darn good.
I know, but he missed time, the shoulder
issue.
Yeah, with
the shoulders and everything. But yeah, he was when he played, he was pretty good. Pretty darn good.
Yeah, but he also got kicked out of a game. I just feels like it's not if I'm him, like, is this the right time to hold in after last season?
Hold the line.
Well, that maybe he's a listener. Maybe he holds the
line.
Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. We will keep our eye on the Jalen Carter situation if he does more than individual today.
I wonder if one of the doggy reporters is gonna ask him why you ain't practicing. If he get a chance to talk to him.
Well, they should. I mean, yeah. I mean,
How come you ain't practicing?
Is it the shoulder, or are you holding in? I mean, there's really only one or two things.
From what I've heard, he's healthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's probably holding in.
I just don't think it's a great strategy by him.
Well, Sirianni was just asked about it.
Did he have a good answer?
Declined to say if it was injury or contract related.
Well, that tells you everything.
Hold the line.
That tells you everything you need to know. Wouldn't he say we're taking it easy? It's, you know, he had surgery last January, December. I mean, that would be a very easy answer.
These are just from what I'm seeing the beat reporters that Hugh does not trust tweeting.
Well, we trust them.
Who is the beat reporter? I'll let you know if I trust him or not.
I got Jimmy Kemsky on this.
I don't trust him.
What?
I don't even know Jimmy Kemsky. I don't know.
You don't know him, so you don't trust him?
Yeah, that just right. You know.
This is a Hugh Douglas thing.
Yeah, this is me. Yeah. This is me being me.
Okay, let's go back.
Jimmy, I don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
You should trust me more than you trust Jimmy.
Why?
Because
you're not there.
When it comes to Eagles
because
news,
I'm here every day.
You
with
told
you.
Us.
No, but Kemsky's literally at camp.
Wait a second.
No. I'm going to trust the guy who's at OTAs.
I don't trust Jimmy.
Not the guy who's sitting in the studio right across from me.
No, Jimmy's a good guy. He's a good.
Trust Jimmy.
I do.
Good reporter. Good writer. But you told us that Petullo and Jalen, they slapped each other in the face.
Jalen slapped Kevin.
You have the biggest agenda of everybody.
That's true.
You just make things up.
Actually, let's think about this for a second. Let's workshop this. Does Hugh have the biggest agenda of any WIP personality?
What do I have? What's my agenda?
You have a lot of agendas.
Hugh or Jolly?
Well, Jolly.
What's my agenda?
Well, to hold the line, to drop knowledge, to go to the Hall of Fame.
I did that.
You
did
tell
that.
Us all the time what your agenda is.
I did that for y'all because y'all needed me.
We did.
And I stepped up and I provided comfort for months.
You provided angst.
I provided comfort.
No. To
and
no one.
Stability
to
for
no
months.
One.
When I did that.
Let's go to Alan Horsham. What's up, Al?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
Thanks, Al. What are you thinking?
You. What I wanted to ask you is about you became a sports radio analysis, sportscaster here. You practice. You took time out by learning how to talk to people, and you're debating on sports and all those kind of things. So Jalen and Mannion have to get together and coincide with each other to get the offense moving in the right direction here.
Okay. Correct.
I mean, that's what I think is going to happen here, and they're going to be better off by doing it that way here. And Jalen will be here probably another 5 to 7 years probably. And I think Mannion, I think if Sirianni doesn't get Jalen the way he wants to do, I think Mannion's going to be your next head coach and offensive coordinator, like Sean McVay.
Al, I agree with that. There's a sense that, like, he's the heir apparent. Like, there is a path to him becoming the next head coach. In a way, it's not that different than when they drafted Jalen and they had Carson. I mean, like, they just...
Sirianni's in the cuck chair.
Fine.
The cuck chair is crazy.
Well, it does feel that way. Al, I'm with you. I think there's something going on.
Yeah, I don't think nobody's disputing that.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Al, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
My guess will be the Vegas Golden Knights.
The Vegas Golden Knights franchise.
Doesn't feel like it's decades old, though.
No, it doesn't.
That misses a pretty
good
guess.
No, but I mean, it's a good guess.
Listen, I appreciate that Al had a guess.
That's true. We made progress.
We've lowered the bar for Hugh's Clues to just have a guess, and maybe you have a chance.
That's a shame, Hugh.
What do you mean? That ain't on me.
I got to tell you, if we don't get an answer by 140,
we're not leaving.
Well, no. Well, yeah, that too.
Well, we might have suspended again.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, these are L's you're taking every day.
Nah, I feel good about where I'm at with this. I said video game franchise, Nintendo. How easy is that? How many franchise Nintendo games are there? I'll take one off the list. Star Fox. How about that? That's off the list.
Good on you. That's nice of you to do that for the people.
So Star Fox is off.
Off. Let's go to Tanner in Philly. What's up, Tanner?
The thing in a box up on the wall.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Tanner's working.
You go with drinks?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Tanner.
Hi, guys. Sorry, my bad.
That's all right.
How you guys doing?
We're good. What's up?
No, nothing much. I with the Jalen thing, I would be more worried if he was succeeding the whole time at the beginning of this stuff. This is all new. I want him to learn how to fail first so that he can learn from these mistakes and get better.
That makes sense.
But so I understand the concept, but you'd be more worried if he was playing well? Like, wouldn't that be good? In general, a good thing?
I want him to work out the kinks, learn what he's doing wrong. I think that's why it's good that he's not making every throw, so that he can go with Mannion and adjust, so that he can learn how to read over the middle, make these plays. And I think that's the reason they brought Andy Dalton in, as somebody who can mentor Jalen Hurts, like they have Kyle Lowry with the Sixers, how Kyle Lowry is just a bench coach. I know
he was an extension of the coaching staff. He also was on TV sometimes, so I'm not sure I want Andy Dalton running off to go do television. But I get the idea. Yeah, I mean, the Dalton thing, and by the way, Sirianni was asked today about the backup quarterback thing, and it sounds like he said they haven't made a decision on who the backup quarterback is. So it sounds like we have ourselves a quarterback competition for number two. Tanner, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Well, so at first I thought it was Destiny. But then you said it was a Nintendo franchise, so I was thinking it was Zelda then.
Well, you nailed it. 100%,
man.
Tanner.
Oh, lovely.
Tanner's a video game.
Hugh, I listen to you.
I try to listen to you. See? That's all you got to do, Tanner. Listen. All you got to do is listen. That ain't hard. This ain't rocket science. All you got to do is listen.
That's it.
He caught the first clue, Destiny,
Hugh,
and then
Hugh,
it was
last time I was on. Yeah, last time I was on too, Hugh told me I had to learn on work on workshop in my point, so I've been studying real hard.
Good job,
this one was for you.
Thank you, sir.
Great growth.
This one was for you.
That's great, Tanner. All right, Tanner. Good job. Tanner won a pair of tickets to the Mailata Family Foundation launch concert.
You can stop complaining now.
Featuring a musical performance by Jordan Mailata Thursday, June 11th, Stateside Live in Philadelphia. For more information, visit statesidelive.com. You okay over there?
Yeah, I am. I'm just saying you feel better now because he got Hughes Clues.
Well, I just feel better that he had an actual guest. And
no,
then again, the bar got lowered.
Yeah. You got some.
Now this doesn't take you off the hook. I mean, that
does. It does. I do a phenomenal job with these clues.
Yeah, you know
how much work I put into these Hughes clues.
Hours,
day to day basis.
Yeah. Hours,
mm-hmm. Minutes.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, my new favorite thing that's developed this week is, and if you're watching on YouTube, you might be able to see it. Sometimes the camera is only on the person talking in the moment, so you might not see it. The peacocking, I told you so, every time Andy Dalton's name comes up here.
I am not.
You are.
I am not.
You did it with Elliot. You did it with Tanner. Listen,
you are. You're all red-rifled up.
It's unbelievable.
I can't believe you're saying that about me, Joe. Like, I'm just sitting around here peacocking. I don't do that.
He's going to come here with his beard dyed. Beard dyed red.
You know what? I joked about this yesterday. I am expensing an Andy Dalton Eagles jersey right
about?
Now.
We're on to you.
The company's paying for this, and you're wearing it.
I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Us
you're
neither.
The biggest Andy Dalton guy in the city.
I am not the biggest Andy Dalton guy in the city.
You might be the only Andy Dalton guy in the city.
Yeah, I can't really think of anyone else to do that.
Most of us are like, whatever, seventh round pick. He's old. You're like, what?
I don't know what you're
You also
about.
Were the one pushing for him to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Uh-huh. I don't remember that.
Don't you think he's a Hall of Famer? We're like, no.
I don't remember that. I remember that conversation. Andy Dalton?
Well, we do, so that's okay.
No, I don't remember that.
No, that's fine. We do. We're good.
I think y'all making that up.
No, we don't mind. We remember.
I think y'all making
no,
that up.
No, I mean, we can find the archives. If you need me, just give me a minute. I'm just ordering this jersey here. Dee in Glassboro. What's up, Dee?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dee. What's up?
So I need to defend Elliot just for a moment.
Okay.
Because when we were at the baseball game, he was showing me pictures of his haircut with brush forward. And he also told me that it's his wife who likes it.
That's all that matters.
Well, then he should have kept it. He shouldn't have got bullied by the afternoon show. He should have kept his bangs.
Bangs is crazy. Keep your bangs.
I understand. He just, apparently he's not a guy who stands on business like that.
No. Mm-mm. He doesn't hold the line.
He doesn't. No,
that takes a strong person to hold the line.
He changes his opinion like every day. So it's I guess he changes his hair. You saw the picture of him with bangs? What did you think?
Yeah. I didn't think it looked bad. It was definitely different. And if you weren't used to it, you might go, ooh. But I thought it looked good. And importantly enough, my opinion means nothing because his wife likes it.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Usually, right, that's the only thing that you really should focus on. If the wife likes it, you roll with it.
Right. No, that's, you know. So I just wanted to say that I feel like somebody needed to defend him just a little bit.
I'm glad you did. Now before you make your Eagles point, what's your thoughts on bangs in general? Because before we came in today, we thought we would see Elliot with his bangs, but he fixed his hair. We just feel like there's not many people with bangs anymore. Maybe that's part of the reason why it struck everyone yesterday. Like, oh, we don't see bangs that much anymore.
That's fair. I think bangs are very polarizing. Like, either you love them or you hate them.
Yes.
I personally don't mind a bang. I feel like some people's foreheads are so large, they need a bang.
Get it together, Hugh. Get it together.
Hugh.
Holy hell.
This is a grown-up conversation.
Grown-ups.
We're talking about hair. We've lost Giggles Douglas over here. All right, D, while we get him back, what's your thought on Jalen in practice?
I'm sorry.
No, I feel like...
Everyone needs a bang.
Sorry, was that just...
It's just the way you said it.
Some people need a bang, Hugh. Just relax.
They do. So for Jalen, I feel as long as we see improvement throughout training camp and the off season, I'm fine. You know, like everybody said, everyone's learning a new offense. And it's just going to take a little bit of time. So I'm completely fine with having some growing pains now and a little bit into the season while they're getting everything together. But I don't find it concerning that he's messing up right now. You know, a couple months from now, we can have this conversation again.
Yeah, you know, I think I see it. Somewhere. To me, indeed, good phone call, and that was funny there. It's almost like yesterday was the first pop quiz. It's like this; they just got to the semester. Is it going to affect the overall grade at the end? Probably not much. But you build off this, and we'll see how today goes. We'll see how training camp goes and how it builds. But I'm going to add it all together at the end and have a good feeling entering the season. And if it goes wrong and it looks ugly the whole training camp, I'm not just going to bury my head in the sand and say, oh, it's going to be great in week one.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
It'll probably be a struggle bus. So we'll be on the struggle bus. Hugh, are you okay is the real question after D's
call. That was fun. It was just the way she said it, man. Because we know D, we've gotten familiar with D, and when she just said it, she presented it the way she did, I just thought it was funny.
Just like deadpanned
it. She was just like the way she described it. He's like, hey, I guess, you know.
People need a bang.
He's getting banged every which way.
Wait. I thought we were good.
But no, it was like, D, you said it with so much enthusiasm, it just kind of threw me off.
Well, you're not going to halfway say it. If you're going to say it, you're going to say it with enthusiasm. I thought we were going to get you snorting. We haven't had that in a while.
No, it was just like the way she said it.
All right, let's go to Nick at Sweetsburg. Who's up? Nick!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
bro?
Well, first of all, Tanner stole everything I was going to say, but I wasn't going Zelda. I was going Red Dead. I didn't hear the Nintendo.
Okay.
Red Dead been around for a decade? It probably has been, right?
Guys, it's decades.
Yeah,
we're talking 80s, remember?
Has, something like that.
Yeah.
Got your own clue.
No, I'm saying, he told my Red Dead Redemption. It's another game. I was like, I didn't know it's been around for decades.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Yeah, I don't think.
Well, it's a pretty good game. I got into it. But anyway, oh, Jalen. I kind of got stumped when I called in. I think it's contextual. I mean, I like what Tanner said. I want him to learn. I want him to make mistakes now because I feel like if he did, you know, go perfect every day in training camp or OTAs or whatever it is, and then coming out the week one and, you know, he's a little scrappy, I feel like then the narrative's like, oh, God, you know, he wasn't ready or wasn't prepared. But I feel like it's better to, unless he's not, you know, throwing 8 interceptions or fumbling or 0 touchdowns or just getting absolutely destroyed, I feel like it doesn't really matter. I feel like it's a good learning curve for this year.
Yeah, look, I think we could certainly think of it that way. And Nick, I think there's a lot of elements to this that will be good if he struggles because he'll figure out what he should do, shouldn't do, and him and Manuel will get on the same page. And Nick, appreciate the phone call. I guess because he said contextually, right? It's everything is every practice, every report that we get. It's all, you know, independent of its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot did say to us, it wasn't so much he was throwing over the middle and not seeing things clearly or it was late.
It was a deep throw.
He said it was open deep throws he just missed, right? Like that, and what's that? I mean, that should have...
That's been his bread and butter.
Right, that's what he's usually... If you pick out the 3 or 4 things he's best at, that's certainly one of the things.
You know what, when I think about this, and I again, never played offense, but I would imagine the first couple weeks in this scheme, you want to make sure... the number one thing is he's looking at the right place where he wants to go with the football.
Yeah, of course. Like eyes are in the right place. Yeah.
Like that right there is probably the first thing. Probably the time he's going to be off. I would imagine coaches telling him, hey, man, just put the ball in the right place.
Yep.
And we'll fix everything from there. But I just want to make sure that you understand where the ball is. And maybe that's what Jalen's doing. Because the thing that kind of struck me is that it was, like I said, it felt a little heavy-handed to me. But a lot of the offense, a lot of the concepts or some of the philosophies, we don't know because they're not telling us. And I would think that early on to get his confidence going, say, hey, man, it's not going to look great initially. Just go to the right place.
Right.
You know what I mean? As long as I see you in the right spot, we'll fix everything.
Yeah, though. Get your eyes in the right spot and your feet, and then we'll fix the rest. 215-592-9494. Does it matter to you how Hurts looks in practice today, this summer, as we go through and get ready for the season? It does for me. And Trey Turner, your reaction to his season, because it really has been, we thought 2023 when we first got here, those first couple months before, this is actually statistically worse than that. We also want to get to something Sirianni said in his press conference. Sounded like as he closed it, we'd get him, you know, close to a rip of A.J. Brown. We'll get to that coming up. The Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.